Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the
you
World Cup.
For us.
He's
yeah!
Got
on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. On this day.
Let's do it, James. On this day, March 29, in 1795. Remember this?
Yeah.
Beethoven has his debut performance as a pianist in Vienna.
Pianist. Elle Macpherson's birthday today. Happy 60th, Elle.
Hey, Vossie. Finnegan, 60. Elle Macpherson,
still got
wow.
It. She's still got it. Don't worry about that. Lucy Lawless, 56 today. Now, you might remember her from this, Vossie. See if you can guess what this is.
No idea. What
Chuck,
is that?
I asked for some other audio. Do you have the other part?
What? What's that?
Quick, Chuck. Where is it?
What?
That's the war cry. Xena.
Oh, okay.
Xena,
the warrior,
warrior princess.
Yes. Yeah. In 1986, Beatle records officially go on sale in Russia. I'll give you another birthday, James. Wayne Pearce is 64 today. The great Junior Pearce.
Some good-looking people today. In 1980, the PGA experimented unsuccessfully with live microphones on the players during the Heritage Classic. Viewers were treated to Tom Kite's heated criticism of John Schroeder for slow play and another player uttering obscenities. The experiment only lasted the next two tournaments.
Well, that's the sort of stuff you're looking for now. And here's the big one. In 2005, Weezer released their fantastic song, Beverly Hills, the lead single from their Make Believe album. James, how good. You should be playing that in the Tribe gym. If you're listening on SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane, goodbye. Pat and Heels are up next. For everyone else, plenty more to come, including Michael Carayannis, straight after the news with all the big NRL stories on your home of sport in Sydney, SEN 1170 AM. Weezer, giddy up. I want to live a life like that. I want to be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool. I'm the next big...